for the Rules and Executive Appointments Committee for February 21st, 2008. We are opening a public hearing on two appointments to the Public Officials Compensation Commission.
We'll wait for the first party to be on the phone. They're actually not here, so.
So talk.
Here, I'll give our guest a hand. So, Karen represented the judges. Did you want to make certain? This is our information. And this is the two people we're interviewing.
Okay. Every article that appears in the Oregonian and the House will select there on anything. On anything.
Jason, let's switch
seats.
Anything.
I could sit next to her. I don't know why she's protecting
me.
The mic's alive. Senator
Howard. Yes, they're all on. Fine, thank you.
Are we on the record?
What we got?
Yes, yeah, I.
So we got?
For now.
All right, well.
All right. So who are we interviewing first?
They're not here.
Okay. Oh, this is Marty. Marty Lynn. Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you on a conference phone?
I am, but I'm in a conference room by myself.
Okay, great.
Okay. Ms. Sathoff, I hope I pronounced that correctly.
That's fine.
We're here. I'm with the Rules and Executives Appointments Committee. I'm Senator Devlin, and I'm here actually with all of my members of the committee. And if you could just talk a little bit about yourself and why you want this appointment, and we'll go through the public hearing portion of this. Then a little bit later this afternoon, we will actually act on the appointment and send it to the floor.
Okay. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Chair Devlin, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Marty Lynn Sathoff. I am Assistant General Counsel and Chief Ethics and Compliance Officer for Tektronix, Inc., that is still an Oregon corporation. As I noted in my interest form, that I hope you have all received, I believe that public service is vital to the health and welfare of Oregon, particularly our elected leaders and those we elect and appoint to the judicial bench. Have to be those from our society that are some of our best and our brightest. But like any profession, people who seek these positions have to be compensated fairly, adequately, and aligned with market trends and standards, particularly if Oregon intends to attract and retain the best possible talent for these positions. I believe that the work this commission has in front of it is critical if we're going to reach that goal. If you confirm me, I hope I can add value based upon my past experience. As a lawyer, I've spent a lot of my career advising corporate entities, particularly on a variety of compensation matters and compensation plans. In particular, in the last couple of years at Tektronix, along with a variety of roles I play here, I've spent a lot of time with the HR group in looking at trending on compensation at executive levels. So I've had some experience, quite a bit of experience, in looking at market materials, understanding those market materials, giving advice about how you align with market on compensation, and so on. I don't have anything more to tell you other than I thank you for the opportunity to allow me to testify. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer those.
Any questions for Ms. Sathoff? Yes, Senator Brown.
Thank you. I'm Ms. Sathoff. This is Senator Brown. How are you?
Fine, Senator Brown.
Good. Couple quick questions. One is, just wanted to have a sense of your knowledge in terms of the judicial salaries. And we were able to provide an increase for the judges' salaries, I believe, during the 07 session. But at that point in time, judges were ranked 50th. Our judges were ranked 50th in the nation in terms of compensation. Were you aware of this issue?
I've been aware that the judges in Oregon have ranked low in terms of market for several years. I was also aware that an increase was promoted last year. I'm not aware of the particulars of how much that increase was or whether to what level that increased their rank.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, just another yes. question. My other concern, frankly, since I'm leaving this body and have been, shall I say, fairly active member for the last 16 years is legislative salaries. And my concern is given the salary we have at this point in time, it's really hard to get younger folks involved in the legislative process, people with families. I think Senator Dukes was a rare soul here, a single parent for a number of years. She raised three boys on a legislative salary. And I just want to get your thoughts in terms of legislative salary compensation package and whether you have any sense of where we are in terms of comparably in the nation.
Chair Devlin, Senator Brown, that was your question still, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Senator Brown, I don't have particulars for you on that. I apologize. I would have to tell you that in general, I haven't looked at the legislature in the last couple of years, but obviously my past, my previous work with the government, I've been very aware that Oregon as a whole ranks very low in terms of how it compensates its public servants, elected public servants. As I hope you'll note that in my interest form, although I know what this commission's specific role will be, I made it clear in my interest form that I think we have a problem in Oregon with respect to making sure all of our elected officials are being compensated fairly and adequately. The general rule in compensation, as I'm sure many of you know, is that the idea is to attract talent and retain talent. If you don't view your compensation that way for our public elected officials, how can we hope to compete? So that's a general long-winded statement. I didn't answer you specifically. I'm sorry, Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thanks. I know I really appreciate your answer, and I think it's definitely we're wanting to go in the same direction.
Okay. Any additional questions from Mr. Sanford? Well, thank you very much for being willing to be on the phone here with us today. We will take action on your appointment a little bit later in this meeting.
All right. Chair Devlin, thank you again. Members of the committee, do you need me to be available any further today? I have to. I'm going to.
No, probably not.
Thank you.
Actually, thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello? Hi, Mr. Dawson. This is Senator Devlin. I am here with the rest of the Rules and Executive Appointments Committee. In fact, I have everyone in attendance, Senator Avakian, Senator Ferrioli, myself, Senator Atkinson, and Senator Brown. Our purpose here today is we'd just like to hear a little bit from you about your background and a little bit why you're interested in serving on this commission.
Well, first of all, thanks for the opportunity. I'm sorry that I didn't get back to my desk in time to be doing this while I wasn't driving. But if you've been downtown Portland lately, you might know that it's a mess. Particularly around PSU. I guess I would say two things. One is that I care deeply about the state and I want to help however I can. The second thing I would say is I've been in administration, in a government position now for at least 10 years, and I'm somewhat familiar with compensation at a state level. My academic training is actually more in marketing and less in the management area, but I did have some exposure to compensation. So I have spent some time in industry as well at a somewhat senior level, acting VP level. So I have a bit of experience of compensation on the private side as well.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any questions for Mr. Dawson? Seeing none, thank you very much, Mr. Dawson, for appearing here today via phone. We will go out of public hearing fairly shortly, and then we will take action on the appointment forwarding it to the Senate floor.
Well, thank you. I was honored to be nominated, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
I will close the public hearing and open a work session on the Public Officials Compensation Commission. Since I guess in rules we do this ourselves, I will move the appointment of Scott Dawson and Mary
Marty Lynn
Safoff. She doesn't use the T to the Public Officials Commission to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. That's sufficient enough.
Compensation Commission, yeah.
Yeah. Public Officials Compensation Commission, yep. To the floor with the due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Senator Farioli.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I note that the duties and authority under which these appointees will act, ORS 292.912, specifically lists members of the state legislature as those whose compensation will be recommended to. So I would declare a potential conflict of interest. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Madam Committee Administrator, can I actually declare a blanket conflict of interest now for all the members of the committee?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, that's probably a good thing to do, and Judy Hall is going to check with the council about how that will work out on the floor.
Okay. For the record, this particular commission will deal with legislative salaries, and for the record, there is a potential conflict of interest for all the members of this committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would suggest that even though your blanket may be pretty in blue, each of our members must declare a conflict
okay.
individual.
As chair of the committee, Senator Devlin, I declare a potential conflict of interest.
I declare a potential conflict of interest also.
Mr. Chair, I would declare a potential conflict of interest. I would also like to state for the record, I was really pleased with Ms. Zadoff's response. I've worked with her for a number of sessions. I'm really concerned about the legislature as a body and its ability to continue to meet the growing demands of this state, and I certainly hope that this commission is able to help the legislature with a additional compensation at some point, Mr. Chair. So.
Mr. Chair, I do have one concern. Of the 11 yes. members on this board, only one potentially is going to be from an area of the state that would represent people who have to drive here and uphold a mortgage and rent a house to serve in the legislature. And that is a major component that I hope that this new board recognizes. It's one thing for all of you who live here for your per diems, but for those of us that don't, this serving in the legislature is a net loss.
I understand, Senator Atkinson, and I think that's good to have on the record here. And I believe that other people will be putting that on the record when the commission meets. Senator Avakian, did you want
to? Avakian will make it unanimous with a potential conflict of interest.
Okay. And now that everybody has declared their potential conflict of interest, just for the record, too, I know we had to do that, but part of the purpose of this underlying legislation is to take this issue out of the decision of the legislative members in determining their compensation. So, are we through with discussion? Are there any objections to the motion? Motion carries. Close the work session. Senator Brown, did you want to carry?
Sure, I'd be happy to carry, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
With the same potential conflict of interest.
Okay. I have to get to another meeting. We will be back here relatively soon, as soon as we get bills from the House.
With hour notice.
With 1 hour notice, so.
At least. So, anyway, 10 and a half conversations.
10 and a half hour.
Yeah,
did it, sir.